This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you really sat and thought about the craziness of leftism if you play it out? For example, they want you to get this Wu Flu passport that shows them, well, your vaccination. I'm vaccinated. Okay, so I go to a business and I borrow, let's say, Susan Johnson's card. And I hand it to the person. And he says, you don't look like Susan Johnson. And I go, what does a Susan Johnson look like? Well, I don't know, sir. Excuse me, don't mispronoun me. It's Ms. Susan Johnson. Well, I'm going to need to see some ID. No, you don't. I don't need to show you ID. I am who I say I am. I mean, can you imagine the confrontations that you're going to have at a business? Because I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, a radio host. He's like, they can refuse your service. On what basis? Well, you don't have your vaccination card. Okay, here it is, Susan Johnson. Well, you don't look like a Susan Johnson, sir. Excuse me? And I go through that scenario. And then I can get them for discrimination. I can get them for use of the wrong pronoun, depending upon where I'm at. I'm just saying, play out leftism to its full place. And where do you end up? You end up in the insane asylum. You end up looking like Joe Biden's crazy son. What about you go to the doctor? Can you declare yourself to be whatever you choose to be, doctor? I want my chart changed to blankety blank, to Amber, you know, Danziak. I don't know. Oh, and what about this? You can get your MasterCard. Remember we talked about this not long ago. You can get a credit card with your new gender identity because we don't want the T's of the LGBTQIA+ to feel, you know, a little bit strange having to explain themselves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Leftism is sick. Truly is that. And, you know, it's funny. When I do this show, I think to myself, Kev, this is you. It is your show. But there are people who are going to take you the wrong way or be overbearing. You think that you're overbearing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to hip you to a conversation I had with a kid whose dad, the kid plays on the same softball team as my kid, and I was talking with his dad. And he says there's a book out by a coach who says when you're going to go in a baseball game, his philosophy is in the first inning to try to crush you and crush your spirit. And I said, well, I'll tell you this, as a fighter, you know, if you're a really trained fighter like me, you could play around with somebody and say, oh, you picked the wrong fight, didn't you? But I don't like to do that. I just want to knock you the heck out. I want to be done with you. And I wanted to be so quick that people around go, what just happened? Remember Blitzkrieg when Schwarzkopf went into Iraq and destroyed Saddam Hussein? I forget what they called it, shock and awe? You want shock and awe. So he was telling me, this guy says, you don't use the baseball convention of take a pitch. Or, what, you know, if you hit a ball that's a double, he goes, stretch it into a triple, especially at the level that our kids are at. They got to make the perfect throw to get you out. He says, you do it with reckless abandon. First out, you hit a double that stretches into a triple. If you make it, great. If you don't, you show you can hit. Be aggressive. The whole deal. And I told him, I said, you know, it's funny we're talking about this in a sports metaphor. I say it's a metaphor, and he interrupts me. He goes, yes, for life. And I said, it's exactly right. When people talk to me about you know, all this other stuff that, you know, oh, well, Kevin, I understand this position and, you know, business can refuse services and I understand people's point of view on you not being vaccinated and all that. I'm like, you know what? Kiss my butt. And I know, look, Kevin, it's not good radio. It's not going to get you a national deal. I don't care. I'd rather you download my podcast and get real, raw KJ. And we may end up actually do a thing like that where I don't even care about the broadcast side. You can come get the non-broadcast side where we really go to town on these issues. Because what I'm telling you is this mealy mouse, pathetic, you know, Kevin, come on. I'm sick of it. I said it earlier. When are we going to grow a pair and decide enough is enough? This country is unrecognizable. The things we are talking about are things 2-3 decades ago you wouldn't have even imagined. And it's been accelerated to the point where you're going, what? I told this guy, I said, let me tell you something. I said, if you ask me, Kevin, what do you think about my kid in baseball? I said, I'm going to give you the honest assessment. I said, I'm not going to be a jerk about it. I said, you know, I love your kid's attitude. I'll give you a good example. This is a little kid my kid played with years ago. He was a horrible baseball player. But, oh, my God, this little dude with his little thick glasses and his gangly run. And, I mean, he was if he was a wider than a string of spaghetti, I'd be shocked. He was a little bitty dude, always bad at last. And every time, man, he ran up to that plate like he was a lion. I so adored this little boy. And I forget his name. It was like Lincoln. And I go, Lincoln, you get up there, boy. You know, and I'd yell at him. I go, you're a lion. I go, they can't handle you. And you could see him smiling at the plate. And I remember when this kid hit it over the infield. And, oh, my God, you think I was his dad. I was so excited for him. And his parents would come to me and go, thank you so much. Let me tell you something, folks. We better stop being pansies, being house cats, and we better start being lions. And you better get rid of this attitude that you need to be, you know, placate the other side and all that. I don't give a crap about them. I talk smack about leftists, not because I want to get your attention, not because I think I'm the toughest guy in the world. I am not. But I'm going to tell you this, I will fight to the death for everything that I talk about on this show. And if you think I'm kidding, you don't understand me. I will fight, I'm going to say it again, to the death for anything on the show. And I don't care who it is. Oh, Kevin, you could die. So what? I've seen Cool Hand Luke. You know who ran the prison? Not the toughest guy. Luke, the guy who got up every time George Peppard knocked him down. We'll be back. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How long can you watch what's happening under Joey Demento and take it? How much more can Democrats do as you sit idly by and you watch them? You watch them get away with murder and you just go, well, whatever. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Everything I do, every moment we have when we wake up in the morning for my team is meant to go after leftists. And I'm talking about hitting them in their freaking teeth. I want to see chiclets spit out once we're done with them. And you can say, oh, Kevin, that's so graphic and violent. Okay, fine. I don't care. I've seen what leftists do. I've seen what leftism does. And I say, screw them. I'm vocal. I will always be vocal. I'm never going to shut up. I'm not going to, stand down. I'm not going to placate and try to, oh my gosh, well, we, kumbaya with them. They're idiots. They are scumbags, skanks of the highest order. And the sooner you understand that, the better you're going to be. I make no apologies for what I say about them and how I think about them. I hope it's tough love for them. They are liars to their rotten core. Nothing that comes out of their mouth is not without some sort of gain for them personally. They don't care about you. They don't now, and they never will. And oh, by the way, they never have. Joe Biden held a CNN rally. Let me just tell you, you want to listen to a leftist. I'm going to play a couple of these clips. What I'm going to tell you is this. This is blatant lies, is what this is. How many things do I need to recap? Killing veterans on waiting list, Fast and Furious, getting State Department people killed on 9/11 and saying that it was a video that did it, prosecuting and persecuting conservatives who dare to want to participate in the political discourse by way of 501c3s, and they sick the IRS on them, and Lois Lerner gets a slap on the wrist and a fat retirement. Hillary Clinton hides her server in a basement in her bathroom, basement bathroom closet, hires a separate IT guy, and puts State Department emails on that server and gets nothing? I mean, what else? Lies about Russian collusion with on behalf of Trump and completely ignoring it with the Bidens. Lies about Ukrainian extortion and completely ignores it when they have visual, video evidence of it from Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop, Anthony Weiner's laptop. Jim Comey lying to Congress multiple times. Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's happenstance meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix? Oh, yeah, I know. Coincident, Kevin. You're a conspiracy theorist. Who's your brother, Alex Jones? Liars. They lied about Kavanaugh and his past. They lied about everything, man. They lied for sport. All why? To get more money out of you. They lied about Wu flu statistics, vaccine statistics, all of it. Provable. You don't need a degree in forensic anything. You don't need a degree. Oh, the only thing you need in order to determine if a leftist is lying is common sense. That's all you need. I don't have to look at data to know Fauci is a fraud. Gain of function. We gave money to them, but they give them the money what they want. But we, whatever comes out of that little fraud's mouth is a lie. It's a lie. Me Too movement. You believe them? You believe these women that accuse men after the fact? Why don't they accuse the dude when they're trying to get the job, when they're trying to get the role? Why didn't they come up and say, Harvey Weinstein hit on me, showed himself to me at a hotel in Cannes? No, they don't do it. They do 50 movies and 20 TV shows, and when they look old, rode hard and put up wet, and they can't get any more roles, oh, look at what Harvey Weinstein did to me. Me Too liars, lying skanks. I'll say it 1,000 times. They're liars. Their men are putzes. Their women are liars. They don't even have men and women on that side. You want to know what the gender are? There are men and women on our side, and there are skanks. There are three genders: men, women, and skanks. There are no skanks on our side. They're all on their side. The men and the women are skanks. Screw them. You want to go to war? We got warriors on this side. People willing to go the distance. Here's Joe Biden lying about defunding the police. Check it out.
We need more police, right? Your words. So then how do you respond to Republicans who try to paint you and your party as anti-police?
They're lying.
No, look. Never once
We have to change police conduct. We have to have rules where things are open. We have to have rules where you can be able to determine what the background, how many times a cop has violated the rules, and be able to have access to what's going on in police departments so the Justice Department can get involved in whether or not they have to change their pattern and practices. I've always said that.
What about defunding the police, though? Because there's
no, I've never, never said defunding the police. Look, I don't know any community, particularly the communities that are in the most need and the poorest and the most at risk, that don't want police. They want police, though, to look at them as equals.
I don't know how you can get any more clear. I've never, never said that. Okay, so you didn't. He asked about you and your party. And then Biden goes on to say, I don't know of anybody who wants to do it. What is he talking about? Okay, let's just play this little game, experimental game here for just a second. Where did this information come from? Did we start defund the police? Of course not. They wanted to defund the police. AOC said defund them. All of the squad said to defund the police. Mayors in these leftist enclaves want to defund the police. Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, defund the police. We didn't come up with this on our own and say, oh, well, let's just do whatever. We would have never even thought of it. We had to come up with defend the police in response. But here's what I want you to understand. Joe Biden, with ease, sat up there in that town hall meeting and lied. I never wanted to defund him. That may very well be true. I'm not going to debate him on that. But he was asked about himself and his party, and even you can hear Lemon circling back saying, but wait a minute, there was cause to defund the police. Go listen to it in the podcast. And Joe Biden, no, come on, what are you talking about?
What about defunding the police, though? Because there's
no, I've never, never said defunding the police. Look, I don't know any community, particularly the communities that are in the most need and the poorest and the most at risk, that don't want police. They want police, though, to look at them as equals.
Notice what Biden does. He deflects. He interrupts and deflects. He just won't answer the question.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time when we need to find the truth for the American people.
They have made statements and taken actions that I think would impact the integrity of the commission, of the committee, the work of the committee. With respect for the integrity of the investigation,
Bob Dole turned 98 and is battling lung cancer, but he's still outspoken about what's going on in Washington he once helped lead. Blowing out the candles on his birthday cake at a celebration hosted by his wife, former North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole, and joined by a dozen or so friends, he's wishing for pretty good health for a while longer. This is USA Radio News. About four dozen fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died from COVID-19, health officials say. 49 deaths among the population have been recorded since December 2020, the New Jersey Department of Health confirmed to the Epoch Times. Some 5,300 people who had not gotten a vaccine also died with COVID-19. The 49 deaths come from a pool of 4.8 million residents who have gotten a vaccine, making the death rate slightly greater than 1 in 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love, and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists. Treat them like Goonies. Is that what was that show back when I was a kid? Maybe in the 70s? Those little furry things, and they look really cute, and they say, don't, you know, if you take them home, they make great pets, but don't let them get in the water. And what was it? Don't let them eat after midnight or something like that? Was it Goonies? That's what leftists are like. They look cuddly. They say all the right things, but they're nothing but Goonies waiting to turn on you. Don't treat them like wild animals. Never to be tamed. Don't think you can bring a wild... I'm going to bring a tiger into my home and everything's going to be cool. Eventually, they're going to turn on you. They're going to get hungry, or you're going to make a move that's going to remind them that... You know, they're wild animals, and you're going to move too quick, and they're going to get you. How many people? Siegfried and Roy. You know, all these guys. Look, I admire the people that raise the big cats and want to sleep with the pythons and all that, but I'm also never surprised when it's over. Person gets squeezed to death. They find them halfway digested. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about what should be your attitude towards leftism. And I'm not here to tell you how to act. I'm not. You be you, okay? You do you. But I do know this. I know inside of everybody's mind there comes a time when you say, I got to fight. Fight or flight. Most of us fight. You'll fight for your life. You know how I know you'll fight for your life? Have one of your friends. Have one of your friends put their hand over your nose and your mouth. I'm laughing because there are people out there, Kevin, I'm a pacifist. I will not fight. I don't believe in it. Have your friend take you by your head and put their hand over your mouth and your nose and watch what your body will do without you. Your mind may go, I'm a pacifist, but you better tell your body because it'll get to kicking. You fight. It is a natural thing. And we've kind of taken it out of ourselves. And don't misunderstand me. There are many times I wish I could go back in my life and say, Kevin, it wasn't worth it. The fight wasn't worth it. But this one is. This is a fight for our survival. I've given the best advice on this program that I could ever give you. Now, I tell you guys this because I don't even give it to you, because most of you are beyond the age that you, it matters. But give this to your kids or your grandkids. The best advice I can give them is be yourself and don't give a crap who likes it or doesn't like it. Be who you are. Be the genuine you. Let me tell you how much aggravation that saves you. You don't have to go, I wonder if this person likes me for whatever. And for the record, I'm not saying be a jerk. You should always be working on yourself. But I'm saying, if you like to watch wrestling, don't let somebody come to your house and go, oh, God, you like to watch wrestling, and talk you out of it. Say, look, I like wrestling. If you don't like wrestling, there's another TV in my house. Go watch that. Don't sit here and criticize wrestling. I enjoy it. See ya. Here's a remote, or there's a remote in the drawer. Go watch it. Go watch whatever you want. Be you. And here's the thing. Don't try to please other people. If you happen to do it, congratulations. But don't try. Don't make it the man. Like, oh, I've got to. I love them for you. I've got to be on my best behavior for this deal. Okay, maybe if you're trying to impress your kiddos, in-laws, or something like that, and you want to put on. My son was telling me the other day, he said, yeah, he goes, Dad, he goes, X got, his mom yelled at him the other day. And here's what she said. She said, okay, I'm about to yell at my son. And he goes, he and his buddy start laughing. And he goes, then she yells at X for something that he does repetitive. Oh, he left the garage door open. And apparently it's a problem for him. So she yells at him. And I said to my son, I like that lady. See, she didn't hold back. She didn't wait. She said, hey, kid, you've been doing this all the time. She caught in the moment. She said, don't do that again. She didn't care who was there. She wasn't going to put on for the kids. The only thing she did, she gave him a trigger warning. I'm going to yell at my kid. I think that's great. My kids, buddies will come over to the house, and he hasn't done his chores, and I'll say, hey, they're playing video games. They go, hey, get down here and do these chores. And I don't know what his kids think about me, but here's what I'll tell you. I don't care. If you're supposed to do chores and you haven't done them, I don't care who's around, what's going on in life, you're going to get it done. Genuine. That's what we're supposed to be. Leftists, folks, I'm telling you, don't friend them. Don't go into business with them. You will never be equally yoked with a leftist. You play by the rules, they don't. They are the reason why people die and they get the insurance on a partner. Don't date them. Don't marry them. For goodness sake, avoid them as much as you possibly humanly can. If you have leftist friends, and we all do, we have a couple, you either met them before you knew them, and you now tolerate them. So, you're stuck with them. I get it. I got a couple. But as for new ones, just say no. Okay, Nancy Reagan? Just say no. Politics, folks, is leftism. In case you haven't figured it out, the game of politics is leftism. I know it sounds harsh. Kevin, you're being tough on him. And I'm going to make the bigger point because I'm going to give you some more things that Biden did to prove it, what he said. I played the AOC thing the other day. I let you hear everything this woman had to say about critical race theory. It was all wrong, all opposite. It was everything. It was every reason for us to batten down the hatches even more against critical race theory, and AOC doesn't even get it. And I'll play some Biden clips here in a second. But we are shocked, folks, if a politician doesn't lie. I want you to think about that. Barack Obama disappointed so many leftists, they abandoned him and went for Trump. You want to know why they did that in 2016? In 2012 he went against Romney, but Obama was still running the show. They left Obama, baby black Jesus, because he hadn't lived up to any of his promises outside of Obamacare, and they didn't want that. They abandoned him. He was a liar. He promised he was going to unite the country, whatever. He didn't do anything. We were much more divided. Do you know that politicians are immune from prosecution for lying during the campaign? They can tell you they're going to give everybody $1 million. And if you fall for it and they give you nothing, you have no recourse. They can say whatever they want. If they snooker you, shame on you, not shame on them. What kind of world do you live in? Look, I get that you say, here's what I'd like to do. But they don't even couch the language with wiggle room. They say, when I get in there, I'm going to lower your taxes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. They should say, here's what I'm going to try to do. Here's what I'd like to do. They don't even do that. They give you the definitive act. I'm going to do this. I'm going to kick these guys out. I'm going to make this. The closest person that's come to actually doing what he said is Donald Trump. And that's why they hate him, because politicians don't want to do what they tell you they're going to do. I told you, they're like the Goonies. Anyway, Joe Biden lied through his teeth. Here's another clip of Joe Biden essentially. I'll leave it for you to figure out what the lie is. But I mean, it's obvious, but you'll see it. You'll get what I'm talking about.
But folks, the rest of the world's wondering about us. Those of you who travel abroad, not a joke. Not a joke. You ask, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in, and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in, and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can I? We believe you, Joe. But will the country ever get it together?
Now, if you believe anything that clown said about America, what he just professed, there's no way. It didn't happen. I walked in. I said, America's back. A guy who cheated to get in. No way he... I mean, I'm not going to go into the reason why he didn't win. You know that. And then I love this thing. I gave him my word as a Biden. I give you my word as a Biden. What? You give us your word as a crackhead? As a person running a racketeering organization? They asked me, are you really back? We trust you, Joe. Are you really back, though? What a bunch of BS. Man, can you smell that from a mile away? Holy cow, Biden, pull my finger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Remember all the bad things that were going to befall America if Donald Trump got elected? You remember all that? The stock market was going to crash. War was going to be, you know, everywhere raging and, you know, just all kinds of pestilence and what have you. And none of it occurred. In fact, everything that they said was going to happen, it was exactly opposite. We were feasting. Carrier was saved, stayed here in the U.S. Manufacturing, Barack Obama said wouldn't come back, came back. Jobs came back. The economy was feasting. No quantitative easing. In fact, quite the opposite. Trump watched as they started raising interest rates. He says, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? You wouldn't do it to baby black Jesus. But he says, you know what? I don't even care. Cruising along. Took trillions of dollars out of waste and fraud in the government. Trillions more out of onerous legislation and rules and regulations that were preventing capitalists from working. People were getting bonuses. Companies were providing minimum wage without even being bothered, going beyond minimum wage. And the Democrats decided, you know what? Let's all crush it because we don't like the guy that's in there. We don't like what you people did in voting in a guy who's going to do what? What? Anybody? Anybody? Solve problems. Fix what's broke. They hated that. They hated it. You were right and they were wrong. And by the way, it continues. And so I keep asking you, how long are you going to take it in the shorts? I've said long ago, you mess with me, if I disagree with you, I'll give you my opinion and screw you. And if you want to have a debate about it and a discussion, I'm happy to do it. I'll be cordial. But if you want to get in my face over what I see and what I've witnessed over the last couple of decades, and quite frankly, many more than that, but actively over the last couple of decades, I watched these clowns that we put into office that people believe are the intelligentsia, the best among us. And you want to argue with me? I've already told you, get the best, brightest, smartest, bring them as a group for this radio show. I will clean their clocks for them. That's how good I am. That's how good you are too, by the way. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I was reading an article by a guy named Bill Blaine. He says, yep, there's a definite tinge of fin de l'âge among current markets, meaning the beginning of the end or end of ages in these current markets, talking about the stock market. In a sense, he says, it's all gone a bit too far. We've got lots of well-followed Uber bears warning the globe is on the edge of a massive equity correction and that current prices are unsustainable. On the other hand, the market is largely comprised of pragmatists who swim with the current. They understand central banks would like to take the distortion out of the markets and normalize interest rates, but are determined to avoid a major market crisis, which will prove the right view, anticipating a catastrophic correction or swimming with the flow. I'm sticking with a 20% gold allocation, just saying. So he's investing in gold. And he's at least 20% because he says the volatility, I don't know which way to put my money. He says, on any fundamentals, common sense measure of value stock market are absolutely, absolutely inflated after 12 years of sluggish growth and stellar market gains. The word is bubble. But central banks can't afford for that bubble to burst. An imperative the markets have been arbitraging since 2009, and the U.S. stock market is now worth three times what it was then. In just over a decade, folks, the stock market has tripled. And you got to be asking yourself, how? Why? Certainly in a time of Biden, you got to be asking yourself, when? I told friends of mine when we took the last year of Trump to take some profits, I said, man, if we can't make money right now in this next year, because the market was just trending upwards, boom, boom, boom. I go, good luck in Biden. It's going to be all over the place. So there's volatility. And the volatility is because you have a madman at the helm, a guy who lies for sport, a group of people who support him, who will tell you anything just to get what they want. And you don't have to believe me. Just go back and listen to any of my podcasts and I explain it. I'm not trying to look for things to get you excited about or chart. You know, I'm not, it's not this kind of show. It's an informative show. Joe Biden took a stance on Facebook recently, right? I bet you didn't know we had a Jewish president. Yeah. Joey Demento learned that you don't mess with President Mark Zuckerberg because he tried to get Facebook to limit the free speech of Americans, and Biden accused Facebook of killing people. How are they doing it? He says, by allowing people to showcase their displeasure over these draconian measures regarding the vaccine, or these vaccines, plural, Facebook was allowing misinformation. And that's what Team Demento promotes. It's nothing but misinformation. I understand that Facebook, folks, is one of the reasons why Biden got elected. And up to now, they ran point on the misinformation, misdirection for the left. And suddenly, Biden wants to chide the social media Gestapo. So my question is, what gives? And according to some, Biden freewheeled his comments and went off script, as he's prone to do, and when he made the statement that they were killing people. So he's got to clean up his act. His statement triggered Zuckerberg, a man who can buy Biden many times over. And despite Hunter Biden's success in the family business, Zuckerberg is still far richer than the Biden family. And also, he's the largest media source. Correction. Fake media source. And Zuckerberg apparently made his feelings known, and he issued a furious response, according to various media outlets that I read. And he said, you know, something to the, along the lines of, you know, and I didn't hear, they didn't say what he said, but he was upset about it. Like, we're not killing anybody. So Biden backed down. He adjusted his statement. He says, well, Facebook isn't killing people. And here's his actual statement. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, that somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation, the outrageous information about the vaccine. That's what I meant. Now, I want you to think about the problem they have here. Many people on Facebook, left and right, go, I don't want to take it. I'm done. You know, I have a differing view of this vaccine. Facebook has allowed this to be on there for some reason, even though they've taken a lot of doctors off. And Biden's upset about it. I tell you guys, they're fighting internally. I mentioned this the other day. The internal fighting of the left. So see, Biden said what he meant. But apparently Facebook allowing people to voice their issues with forced vaccinations on the cure that kills is not a bad thing for Facebook. I don't know who changed and decided that's okay. Just so we're clear. People voicing their opinions on vaccines or anything else was never a bad thing on social media. And the fact that Facebook even argues this proves that the platform is bogus. Facebook should have no authority on what people put on the platform, with the exception of threats or things that truly violate community standards. For example, porn or criminal activity. If a person has a strong opinion about race, religion, policy, etc., their point of view is valid at least to them and the people that follow their work. I may not agree with it, you may not agree with it, but that's okay. But in this case, the Biden administration, they know that Facebook has gone too far. But when the agenda, when the administration is pushing a fake agenda, they expected Facebook to get on board, and Facebook didn't. Because Zuckerberg now possesses enough power to push presidents around, just like he did with President Trump. Now, Biden is experiencing the wrath of the Jewish millennial. He walked back his original comments, and I'm just telling you, you really got to, they're considering it a gaffe. But Biden said what he meant. Isn't that what he's known for? No malarkey? So, when I tell you, if I'm Biden and I say that to Facebook, I'm not backing off. If I think that's legitimately misinformation, I got kicked off of Twitter because I stood firm. I said, why aren't you declaring the New York Times fake news when they lied about how Sicknick died? And they kicked me off of Twitter. I stand by it. I stand by what I said about the Kavanaugh accusers. Joe Biden doesn't have that. He doesn't even have the fortitude to stand by a comment he made as President of the United States. But he wants people to follow him. And there are people that want you to follow him. I got some black dudes writing to me right now talking about, you know, you following Donald Trump and we're in this, you know, this diatribe. And I'm like, yeah, because one of us has the ability to think for himself. Stand firm. Screw them. You are right. They are wrong. Do I have to make it any more clear for you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? You're right. They're wrong. Why would I back down? I'm ready to defend them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.